What have you seen out of one of your younger teammates in Whitney Mercilus? I say younger, he's a year younger than you on the football field.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's working hard. He's been here a couple of years. This year, obviously, the biggest thing that everybody's dealing with is a new terminology, new coaching staff. So he's working hard to get the new terminology down, working hard to, every single day to be the best player he can be.
What sort of growth have you seen out of some of the rookies?
Too early to see growth. I'm still trying to figure them out, you know, just from a personality standpoint. Hey, just trying to get all their names down. It's still early. But once we put the pads on, once you get a couple weeks in a training camp, once they have to go through some adversity, then you really start to tell a little bit about rookies. But right now it's just you like to see guys working. You like to see them in their playbook, and you like to see them just doing the right things.
Jadeveon Clowney is a guy, though, I'm guessing you haven't had trouble noticing. And you haven't said too much about him publicly, but you guys are doing a lot of work together, both on and off the field.
You know, the rookies have their hands full right now. So, I mean, haven't really had a chance to do a whole lot with them. But, I mean, I told him from the beginning, if he wants to work, I'm here. I'm not gonna go out of my way to make him work. But if he wants to work, I've always said I'm here to work. And my door's open. You know, I'm in here twice a day working out, so you can join anytime.
Yeah, what's that been like? You're doing all the physical work under a guy like strength and conditioning coach Craig Fitzgerald.
Yeah, he's a great coach, and he has some exciting things. And the one thing I like about him is he's adaptable. He sees what's going on with the team. He sees what we're doing, and he adapts to the situation. And it's been fun. We've introduced some new things. We've done some things that we haven't done here before, and it's exciting. I think everybody's bought in very well.
Yeah, you just said adaptable. That's something that O'Brien has talked about. Flexibles is a word. You guys got to play multiple positions. Got to be kind of exciting, I imagine, for you, kind of moving around a little bit.
I like it, and that's one thing. I mean, the whole organization, not just offense, not just defense, strength everywhere. It's all about maximizing what you have, and I think that's what we're trying to do is every single situation, every single player, every day, you need to maximize what you have, and that's what we're trying to do.
Last thing, tell us about this weekend. You sign at a convention, and there's this enormous, I don't know if it's a doll, a bobblehead, but it's pretty impressive. What's all that all about?
I mean, that doll was kind of weird, but I mean, it was cool. It's just, it was a massive, I don't know how tall it was. It's probably like 3 feet tall. Me. So, I mean, the guy set it up on the table, and it's just me staring at, like, this wooden carving of myself. And I mean, it's pretty cool. The stuff like that is awesome. I mean, the stuff the fans bring to those types of events and, like, a meet and greet or a signing thing, it's so cool to see. I mean, there's stuff out there I didn't know. There's little plush, like, doll toys that kids take to bed, and then there's shirts and hats I've never seen before, and it's all really cool, and it's crazy to see the fan support, and it's so awesome. I'm so appreciative every time that I do an event like that and I see all the fans and all ages, all sizes, all races. It's just really neat to see, and I'm so appreciative to have such a great fan base.
And I imagine you sign a wide array of photos of yourself. Mm-hmm. What's the goofiest, strangest, most interesting photo of yourself or you and teammates that you've ever encountered?
There have been some good ones. Funniest? There's ones that are funny to me because I know what's happening in the play. Like there's this photo of me that a lot of people think is cool because it's a really cool picture, but I'm like jumping out of midair to try and sack Jake Locker, and I completely miss the sack. Like I missed it, and he runs for a couple yards, and I'm pissed after the play. But everybody gets this picture, and it looks like I'm gonna sack him. So I'm like coming down. It's real mean, but every time I sign it, I'm like, God. Like, I missed that play.
It made for
and
a great
pissed.
Photo.
Yeah,
though,
but it was an awesome photo, sure. Yeah. And then the one, everybody loves the bloody photos. So that game against the Seahawks when I got all bloody and everything, there were some pretty neat pictures from there. I like those ones. Those are kind of make you, that's what a football player looks like.
Well, the nose looks good. That's where the blood came from.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
We appreciate you taking some time with us
no
today
problem.
To talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.